From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. The United States has pledged to contribute $1 billion toward a program to slow down deforestation. The pledge has come at the UN Climate Change Summit in Copenhagen. The international conference is marked this week by fighting among delegates and fighting by protesters outside the meeting site. One of the sharpest conflicts has emerged between developing nations and wealthier ones. Developing countries are mad because they say richer countries are foot-dragging over strong commitments to cut greenhouse gas emissions. Republicans have slowed the Senate health care debate to a crawl. They have forced a full reading aloud of an amendment that runs more than 700 pages. NPR's Julie Rovner has more.
Section 1005. Effective date of benefits.
The amendment, offered by Vermont independent Bernie Sanders, would create a national single-payer health care system. It's not expected to pass, but Republicans are clearly trying to prove a point by requiring the Senate clerk to read all 767 pages of the proposal aloud. By some estimates, that could consume the rest of the day. Democrats are still scrambling to assemble one last amendment. It will combine all the last-minute changes to the bill needed to assure the 60 votes to bring the bill to a successful conclusion. Now Republicans say they may require that amendment to be read aloud on the floor as well. If senators are to finish the bill by Christmas, Democrats will have to file that final amendment no later than Friday. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
The Federal Trade Commission has sued computer chip maker Intel. The FTC says the company has stifled competition by trying to shut rivals out of the computer chip making market. NPR's Jim Zeroli has more.
The FTC says Intel over the years has engaged in a deliberate campaign to hamstring competitive threats to its monopoly. It says the company used exclusive and restrictive deals with large computer makers like Dell, IBM, and Hewlett-Packard to force them to buy its products. And it asked for a court order barring Intel from using threats and bundled prices to hamper competition or manipulate prices. Intel said the suit was misguided. It said it had been in talks with the government to settle the charges, but U.S. officials had asked for unprecedented remedies that would have made it impossible to do business. Intel has been sued for antitrust violations before, most recently by the New York Attorney General's office. Jim Zeroli, NPR News, New York.
Iranian officials test-fired a missile today. It is described as a sophisticated device that could reach some parts of Europe. Iran's defense minister says the missile would be a strong deterrent against any foreign attacks. The Obama administration says the test can only undermine Iran's claim of peace toward its neighbors. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 23 points at 10,475. The Nasdaq is up 11 points. It's at 2212. This is NPR. The government has released economic reports today. First, consumer inflation was up last month. The Labor Department says it expanded 0.4%, mostly due to higher energy costs. When that is factored out, consumer inflation was actually flat during November. The Commerce Department says the trade deficit jumped in the third quarter of this year by more than 10%. That's because the U.S. used more goods and services from overseas than it sold overseas. And the government says housing starts were up almost 9% last month. The increase suggests better times ahead for the housing industry. Britain is starting to get rid of checks. Vicky Barker filed this report from London.
350 years after a London trader named Nicholas Vanneker signed the very first known check, the British Payments Council has voted to kill off a system it says is in terminal decline. After peaking at 11 million in 1990, fewer than 4 million checks a day are being written in Britain today. Many big companies no longer accept them because credit, debit, and online payment is so much faster and cheaper. But small businesses and the elderly remain heavily dependent on checks, so the phase-out date's been set at the year 2018 to give them time to adapt to new payment systems. For NPR News, I'm Vicky Barker in London.
Editors with the Associated Press have voted pro-golfer Tiger Woods Athlete of the Decade. The majority of his votes were cast after a notorious car accident outside Woods' home over the Thanksgiving holiday that drew attention to his marital problems. Woods has won 64 pro competitions, including 12 major titles. The second-place finisher, cyclist Lance Armstrong. The third-place finisher was tennis pro Roger Federer. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.